This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Monday, holding signs saying kids, not cuts, and vouchers hurt public schools. About 200 people packed the Alaska Capitol steps in Juneau for a Save Our Schools rally. The crowd included parents, students, teachers, and community members, as well as a handful of state lawmakers. Juneau Douglas High School senior Tori Talley talked about growing up in a low-income single-parent home before being adopted in the sixth grade. Throughout, she said, school was one of the few places she felt safe. She said teachers bought her school supplies and school meals and counseling services kept her on track to graduate later this year.
All the teachers knew exactly what my situation was, and they always would stop me in the middle of class, and they'd sit with me and talk to me if I needed it, and they were still there for me. So I've always had an extremely supportive, caring, and motivational support group.
Talley drew loud cheers when she said she plans to go to college to study psychology. Other speakers argued for an increase in state spending on education and against a proposed amendment to Alaska's constitution that would allow public funds to be spent on private and religious schools. Governor Sean Parnell and Republican lawmakers are pushing House and Senate resolutions that would put the amendment on the ballot. The measure needs a two-thirds majority vote in the legislature before it goes to voters. With 2 months left in the legislative session, Anchorage Senator Berta Gardner, a Democrat, said opponents feel confident the amendment will not make it through.
We believe that they don't have the votes to move that forward. But they haven't started knocking heads together, twisting arms, making threats, all kinds of things, and we have to keep the pressure up. We're ahead of the game. The public is absolutely with us, and we will not back down. Thank you.
Amendment supporters say the change is needed to provide parents and students more school choice. Due to a lengthy floor session, many House members missed the event. Nearly all of the state senators in attendance were Democrats. The only Republican there was Soldotna's Senator Peter Michike, who's considered a key vote on the proposed constitutional amendment. Anchorage Representative Harriet Drummond, a Democrat, and the Great Alaska Schools Coalition organized the rally. A legislative proposal creating a path for qualified village public safety officers to carry firearms has cleared another hurdle. Senate Bill 98 was passed on Thursday by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, despite concerns raised by police officers, troopers, and others about the need for adequate training for VPSOs in the use of firearms in the line of duty. Following the ceremonial start of the 2014 Iditarod dog sled race in Anchorage on March 1st, race officials say the race will restart in Willow as planned. A lack of snow, warm temperatures, and icy conditions led officials to consider moving the race restart to Fairbanks, but Iditarod Trail Committee Executive Director Stan Hooley says the trail will be in good shape in time for the Willow restart on March 3rd.
You know, no one would look at the trail as it exists today out of Willow to Squintna and say, gee, let's run the Iditarod on this. It's not good right now. But we've got the ability to use heavy equipment to groom and literally build a highway. And that, I think, everybody feels pretty good about.
Palmer-based Cruz Construction, a company that has experience building ice roads, offered to groom the trail with a piston bully snowcat and other specialized equipment. 70 mushers are signed up to make the run to Nome. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.